Like, I mean, let's be completely honest. I guess, spoiler warning for anyone who hasn't seen Squid Game yet. In case that's a thing you're really worried about, you can just slam the podcast down. This should be enough time for you
to pick up your computer, throw it on the ground.
Greasy fingers, lick off the McDonald's grease, and then hit the pause button on the anyway.
Not sponsored by McDonald's.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sit Sock.
Hello.
I'm Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kevin.
And a Kevin in the back.
Kevin in the back.
And a Kevin in the basement.
It's true.
No,
he sounds like he's in a basement.
Joe's in the basement.
Joe's always in the basement.
Always in the basement. My basement fucking rocks, though.
What was that, Kevin?
I said, mean my audio quality is bad?
No, you're just quiet. Just very quiet. Just a quiet little boy. Just a quiet little boy.
It's as if we're having the conversation.
We've recorded like hundreds of these podcasts now.
Yeah,
and it amazes
here's
me
the
that
deal.
Every single time we do it, your audio's different. And it's like
I don't understand how. Like, I'm not even mad.
I'm like impressed that you've managed this many iterations where something different is happening every time.
And, so and I've used like different devices, different headsets, different laptops, all the same. You? I don't even know. Somehow different.
Well, I got this laptop. Well, that's been a while now. It's in the summertime. But that was a big change. But I also use Pat's headset every time because it has like a nice microphone that reaches around to my mouth.
Ooh, good old reach around.
Yep, reach around. But he also uses it. So it probably like gets various levels of damage every week and that probably causes the sound to change. Who knows?
I just Matt like checks think out. You're not like doing the proper rituals beforehand, like you one of your candles is burned down too low or you messed up.
I bet you haven't
sigils.
Sacrificed a single fucking goat, have you?
Yeah, right?
No, I just the bodies back up, you know? It's hard to get rid of them all.
Yeah, but like that's why you're supposed to eat the goats after you sacrifice them.
Eat the goat.
You have to use all of the buffalo.
Wait, no, goats
as
aren't
the
buffalo.
Mighty goat
Kyle.
Does.
Kyle, check your flashcards again.
No, it's a euphemism, Kendrick.
Goats aren't buffalo.
Yeah, I know, but it's the meaning of
goats aren't buffalo.
Goat buffalo.
You heard it here first, kids. Goats are unequal to buffalo.
Whoa, I don't think that's exactly what he said.
That is exactly what Kendrick said. Next song.
I feel like he wasn't stipulating on the equality of creatures. He was just saying.
I'm not here to do value judgments. I'm just here to tell you that they're not the same.
It's basic
you know
math.
What are the same though? Horns and antlers.
I feel like that's why there's different words for them though.
Nope.
I mean that legitimately.
It's
are they
a
actually
synonym,
true?
Synonym role.
It's nope. That's not it either.
I could go for a synonym roll.
That you own the English language.
My horse has had no weed. Thank you very much. Do you fucking get that joke? Do you get that joke?
My whores have had weed. They're high whores.
High whores.
You got a stable of them.
This is not the time to be on them.
I don't know, man. This has been a stream of consciousness as we've gotten for a while.
We're pissing in it, that's for sure.
Definitely.
Squid Game.
Squid Game.
I've seen it.
Yeah, we watched it.
I have not watched it, but I have seen a lot of immense spoilers, so I actually know a lot of what happens.
I don't think that you've seen as many spoilers as you think you have.
No,
I think that's one of the
season
ones.
Season one and one of the big reveals.
Seeing the end of the first season is not quite the same as seeing the show, you know?
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, it goes
I'll
on.
Agree with that. I'm just saying I'm not... I feel like I'm in a particular area because this keeps fucking happening. It's been a recurring goddamn pattern. Where I'm always kind of behind the times on what's happening in modern cinema and television. So I'm
get
not,
it, it's because you're an asshole.
Exactly. But, so I'm just saying, in order to stop preventing general conversation about it, I don't care if something gets spoiled for me, unless I specifically ask that it not be. So if you guys want to talk about...
You ask that this not be.
No, I don't care. You guys are...
Things in Squid Games that are super spoilery like that, I cared that were... that was not spoiled.
Like, I mean, let's be completely honest. I guess, spoiler warning for anyone who hasn't seen Squid Game yet. In case that's a thing you're really worried about, you can just slam the podcast down. This should be enough time for you
pick to pick up your computer,
your
throw it on the ground.
Greasy fingers, lick off the McDonald's grease, and then hit the pause button on the... Anyway, everybody dies,
not
right? Like, everybody dies. Like, that,
well,
that's,
yeah, that's
no,
the whole
right?
point.
You can't not know that going into a battle royale show. Like,
sure.
Everybody's going to die.
Not
and
everybody.
Then the...
Anybody who lives is bonus points, right?
Yeah.
It's a huge roller coaster in between, though. It goes, it's all over.
But
the
emotional roller coaster was what I was not prepared for.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where I'm like, damn, though. And I honestly, I don't mean to. I enjoyed it. I didn't like the first episode. After the second episode, I was hooked. But I don't. And this is not meant to be like negative or like, oh, hipsters or blah, 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 blah. But like, I don't get why it's so big.
I can actually surprisingly give a little bit of insight to that. It's
please do.
So from my readings on kind of the outside and reading stuff about Squid Games is it's actually opened up this kind of big push for kind of in the same way that like a similar pattern to AAA gaming actually in that Netflix is finding that it's becoming more profitable, at least in the long run, to stop trying to do these massive hits and go with these kind of like triple A list stuff and trying to produce this really like high production quality and going all in on that and actually trying to back like more interesting indie stories. And a lot of that is actually picking up in South Korea and kind of providing this new insight for like kind of a resurgence of the semi-indie boom. Basically, like more indie films and more indie series might start popping up on the coattails of this because this was actually massively successful because you didn't need an all-star cast. You didn't need star power to make this huge and immensely successful and profitable. It just needed good story writing, good direction, good art quality. That was actually what really is kind of like pushing behind the success of this is these are nobodies, as far as I understand, these are nobodies in the Korean cinema circuit that lauded and landed this immensely successful ensemble performance. And it's a smash hit, it's done well, and it's proven that we don't have to rely on the other methods initially. Like, this will probably be the new thing that Netflix chases until it dies for the next couple of years, is going to be stuff like this.
Oh, Joe, you ignorant
slut. I don't know that I agree with all of that.
Well,
I definitely
first
agree
of all,
that...
you're welcome to disagree. And I'd like to hear
first
why.
Of all, you went really robot-y for me, so I really hope that that recording goes well
God.
And that people at home can catch
damn
it.
Damn!
Fine.
Okay.
Fine.
So, okay, good. So that's just me. It's just me.
I hear robots also, but I
have
hear
heard
robots.
What you're talking about, Joe, and I think you got a great point, and I think there's one of the reasons that a lot of stuff on Netflix is as it is. And I think Kyle has a counterpoint, so I think I'm going to let him go first. Kyle, what would you
yeah,
like?
Kyle, go.
The only counterpoint is that K-dramas have been on Netflix for the last 4 years, and I don't think that it's necessarily true that Squid Game has a unique story, because there's another, I think it's a Korean drama, maybe it's Thailand, I'm not sure, but it was called Alice in Borderlands, and everyone is basically comparing this Squid Games to that show. So,
well...
I'm wondering specifically what it is about Squid Games that's popular, not what it is about indie stuff that's popular. Because a lot
and
more
that,
indie stuff has been on Netflix in the last few years than...
Hydroxin... Fuck, what was it? What was the... Kendrick, what was the precursor to the Oreo?
Hydrox?
Hydrox. It was just Hydrox.
Yeah.
I think it's something similar to that. In a summation. I think it's like... This was done... Like, Alice in Borderlands was done is kind of the Hydrox, and that it was good, the story was good. I think the marketing is better for Squid Game.
So, all right, So I got to say this, because this is...
I think it's social media,
apparently.
But yeah,
I have saw very little marketing. I heard about it mostly word of mouth, per Kyle's comment about social media. It is not just a Hydrox, because even the creator said that he was inspired by anime that had, like, Battle Royale shit going. Like, he basically said, I wanted to play those games, and since I didn't want to die, I decided instead I would just make my own show about those games. Like, he basically straight up ripped it off. And it's very derivative, just straight up. This is not new ground. This is standard Hunger Games, Battle Royale, what was the old book? The fucking kids on the island. You know what I'm talking about.
Lord of the yeah. Flies.
Lord of the
That's
Flies?
The one, Lord of the Rings. And it's not new. It's also kind of gory, kind of horrific. The dub is apparently terrible. I didn't watch it. The sub has huge problems. It doesn't make sense for it to be as popular as it is, because even when I was looking, I was like, this is a little violent for me. This is a little gory.
Yeah.
And then some friends are like, no, go check it out. And it's like, okay. And then it grabbed me by the short and curlies.
The kids at school have been talking about it. That was like, came home one day. I was like, have you guys heard of Squid Game? We're like, yeah. I mean, word of mouth again, but like word of mouth right. with fifth graders. But then we were,
I know you shouldn't
like,
watch it.
He's like, yeah, like everyone at school's talking about it, and they're talking about how like there's red light, green light, and all these cool games and things. And then we saw some people on Roblox made games out of it. Like you could make your own games in Roblox, and so we're like, that's when we decided to check it out. Like, what's this thing all about? We watched that first episode, and we're like, this is not for kids.
Oh, it's very much not.
Not for kids, but it's funny how much wildfire it's spreading around, like. 10-year-olds.
Well, I think that's because of the TikTok stuff. Like, a lot
okay.
of it has to do with memeing on TikTok and things. Like, for the first 2 weeks Squid Game was out, this shit was blowing up. Like, it was all over the place.
Blowing up.
And on TikTok, specifically, I don't know. I know there's other social media that kids are on, but it's frankly kind of crazy how many children are on TikTok. And
it's redonkadonk.
Yeah, it's done yeah, okay.
A lot of that stuff goes through those things because it's a lot less easy to...
Well
anyway, I don't
like,
want to get into that.
Case in point, people who saw it, the Dalgona candy thing. Have you noticed how much that was all over the place? Everyone was like making their own little take on the Dalgona thing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even recognize it till I watched the show. I was like, oh, that's what that is.
I don't
like
know what you're even talking about.
Squid Games memeing. That's the...
Oh, is that like that umbrella cookie thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and okay. then everyone had like a yep. logo. Yeah.
Yeah.
It, I saw a whole bunch of people with it for weeks, and I was like, I don't get it. Then I finally watched the show. I was like, oh, all these brands are run by Zoomers, and I missed it.
But yeah, so,
like I just don't get it.
I think it's like a perfect storm
yeah.
of things.
Yeah,
like, it's a random,
I think you're right.
Perfect storm of shit.
I'm
you know.
I'm wondering to do okay. As I haven't, I've seen a lot of things about Squid Game, and again, I think to kind of reinforce my point too. The marketing, even word of mouth, is an incredibly effective marketing tool.
Fart.
But
fill up my mouth for farts.
I don't yeah. know what Alice in Borderlands is about. Is that kind of the same thing? Is it
never
like children's
I've never
game?
Heard of that before, for the record. I've never heard of that.
I haven't watched it, but I've just heard a lot of people comparing Squid Games to it. And
see,
that's like a better version of Squid Games.
I feel like that's kind of part of this, too, is like... This was directly ripped off of a thing that I didn't... And the Hydrox, again, is like... I didn't know Hydrox existed until a few years ago. And again, thanks to fucking Brennan Lee Mulligan for that goddamn, like, Oreo commercial thing. But it was like...
Yeah.
I have no idea what Alice in Borderlands is again, so I don't know anything about what the plot synopsis is. I think maybe there is something to that... the very effective storytelling mechanic of a standard horror cliche. Well, I don't know, cliche is not, but like a standard of horror is taking something innocent and perverting it into something dastardly. That's why little girls in horror movies are always terrifying, and clowns are terrifying, and these things, because that's a staple of, like, you take an innocent idea and you turn it monstrous. And I think that was done very effectively with Squid Games, in that these are literally children's games that you die if you fail. Like, that is an incredibly effective concept from a horror standpoint.
There's some point to that, but I think the biggest thing is it's not any one thing. It's not the viral marketing. It's not the inversion of expectations. Or subversion of expectations. The fact that it's nobody's. It's the perfect storm. Because the other thing I want to point out is one of my favorite parts about the Squid Game is the fucking music. It is perfect. I've never heard a film score or a TV score so well done for making you just uncomfortable when you needed to be uncomfortable. Like, the perfect balance of childlike splendor and joy with, like, just a little bit too not okay. And the part that throws... The reason I say that is because most people who talk about it do not talk about the music. No one talks about the audio. Because that's how good it is.
An incredible point is that, like, you know, music is also like that in editing, in that if you notice it, it will be, it takes you out of the moment. If you didn't notice it, like, you don't know. It's that, what's the term? That, like, sub level of noise, like subharmonic noise, which actually elates fear response in you. I'd be willing to bet that that's, but if you actually listen to the audio tracks, I'd be willing to bet money
that they probably snuck some of that in there. But also, they'll do stuff that's just this side of discordant, and they'll do children sort of sounding things that are just a little bit too minor key kind of thing, or one of the notes is off, and it's just enough to make you go, whoa.
Yeah.
And then someone gets murdered, and then you're like, oh.
Yeah. The playground scene was oddly uncomfortable with the ginormous, like, way over proportioned playground equipment.
Yep.
Ooh.
It's just adult sized.
Yeah.
Yeah. For you to get shot and then slide down.
I think that it was an appropriate amount of violence. I don't think it was too over the top. I think that, like, what they did was startling, yet not. Yeah, believable. Like,
yeah, I think
go far into the Saw area or.
I think you're right. Area. It wasn't, like, totally gratuitous. There was a little bit of like scenes involving scalpels and ice picks that were just this side of body horror. Then I didn't really dig that. But overall, I feel like it was suspenseful, and the use of horrible, horrifying, disgusting murder was well done. You know, as much as what can be that, it was shocking, but it was meant to be. It wasn't too indulgent.
Yeah. I think a lot of the stuff for me came from, like, how, like, the before someone died. The glass bridge being a big example of, like, I think that scared me the most. Like, the unsurety there.
Oh, very,
like,
uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable.
You fall and you're like, what the fuck? Yeah.
I saw scenes from that and immediately started thinking of... And again, actually, a lot of it kind of made me think of Fall Guys.
Yeah.
Of just, like, yeah, these weird little, like, you know, fun children's games, and you have that. That's, like, one of the second to last games is, like, you have to find the little secret path, and some of them just break away. Most of them just break away under you, and it's like, yeah, raise the stakes where that's panes of glass, and one of them will hold maybe two of you, and the rest will kill you.
Yeah, you're gonna fucking die.
Yeah, it's like.
But I think the part that it was the perfect storm, because it felt to me like, even with, like, the fact that it wasn't a gratuitous amount of violence and it was shocking but not, like, way over the top, it still felt an unusually high amount of blood and violence for something that had 111 million views or whatever it was. Like, it just seemed like this is struck a chord with people more than this genre tends to.
I wonder how it would have been if it was, like, a miniseries instead of a TV show, right? Or a movie.
Well, it was originally, like, supposed to be a movie. It was originally, yeah,
how
a
much
movie.
Violence would they have had to pack into a 2-hour block, you know?
And, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, that might have been too much.
That's why they decided to do it as a show instead.
Lastly, last point I'll throw into this, and again, I agree from what you said earlier, Kendrick. There's not any one thing. It is the perfect storm. But I think one thing that's very important to a genre and a style of horror movie like this is the everyman. Like I had mentioned earlier, basically, as far as I understand, everyone in the cast is nobody famous in South Korea, at least in like the major cinema circuit.
Certainly not internationally, because I don't know any of those people. They're
exactly.
All Koreans.
Then when you have somebody like that, who's not like a Chris Evans or a Chris Hemsworth or a Chris somebody else, right?
Chris Pratt.
Like,
Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Or a Chris Pine or a
yeah,
one of the other Chris's.
Exactly. It's like one of the many Chris's. Or Christopher Lambert. Like, it's easier. It's like you don't watch like Hard Target or Broken Arrow, like watching Jean-Claude Van Damme or Steven Seagal or any action star and think, I'm that guy. Mm-hmm. And which is why they don't succeed. Those succeed in action movies because you want to see a really talented, ripped dude kick the shit out of a bunch of dudes. In a horror genre, in an environment like this that Squid Game sets up, you want your audience to feel connected to them because that could easily be you in the situation.
Which is quite interesting because I actually didn't relate to any of the main characters and I thought they were all kind of shitlords.
But are we not all shitlords?
It was like Danganronpa. Like, there's definitely people there that are normal, but none of them are like... Every one of them has had something completely terrible happen to them that I feel is a little outside the normal of like... Oh yeah,
they're all
everybody has their entire family executed by North Korean blah blah blahs, or like the entire like this whole person like lost their kid in an accident that they caused or something like that, right?
Mm.
But I don't know. I see what you're saying, Joe.
Yeah, I think
maybe it's an action hero, but
yeah, you've all got good points. I'm just an angry person who has to shit on your dreams, Joe.
No, that's fair. That's fair. That's why
I spit on your dreams.
All right,
I piss on your spit.
I think we're at time. Gross.
I shit on your piss.
I fart on your shit.
I laugh at your fart.
I laugh at your laugh. And we are friends again.
Friends again. Like, comment, and subscribe, everybody. Smash that subscribe button. Check out our Patreon. Check out NordVPN.
Take a look at my OnlyFans.
And not sponsored Nissan by McDonald's. Knives. Or Nord. What? Bye.
Bye.
Or Raycons.